Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Five right now at your official weather station.
Bon Jovi is your artist of the day. This is 1986, if you may recall. Side one, track one. From Slippery When Wet, Raise Your Hands. But enough of Bon Jovi. Ladies, are you ready?
Well, I am. Is.
You're
not. Oh, there it is! Oh, I like that. Okay.
Play the feud. First one to five wins. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Dana Wright is our reigning champion.
She is.
It's been a while since we've played
the
feud.
But I think I'm the winner.
No need to brag. It's not bragging if it's true.
That's right.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
First one to five. Care marks. Will you remind me of the sound of your buzzer? Okay. Dana Wright, will you remind me of yours? Okay, here we go. Let's play the feud. Point values are doubled, as always. Of course. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. Dana Wright.
Showered in front of other people? Naked?
I'm going to go with changed in a locker room. Is that fair?
No. I would not even give me that.
Okay, Kara Markser, names for the point and the win on this round. Name something you have not done since high school gym class.
Climbed a rope.
Oh,
not
for
on
the
there?
Steel! For the steel!
Dana Wright.
What?
Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Played dodgeball.
Dodgeball is the number two answer.
Also now, a lie, we have played dodgeball.
Kara Markser, you can steal. If you can get the number one answer, name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Got nothing on this one.
And this one goes to Dana Wright.
What was number one?
Run a mile.
Oh, really, please. People? It's that
run
stupid pegboard thing.
Doesn't matter. It's okay. It's fine. Moving
that
on.
Thing with the pegs?
Dana won. Kara Markser zero.
Concussion waiting to happen.
Who does pegs?
Question number two. Would you both shut up? Question number two. Point values are doubled. Who was the most popular character on the sitcom Friends?
Rachel.
Well, first of all, Kara Markser won that one.
She most certainly
did. I did
not.
So.
Kara Markser.
Totally Rachel.
Rachel is the number
that
one answer
unfair.
On the board.
I protest that round.
Question number three. Point values are doubled as always. Name a country that speaks Spanish. Kara Markser.
Mexico.
Mexico is the number two
answer
on the board. Dana Wright for the steal.
They speak the Spanish in Spain.
They do, and that's the number one answer on the board. Oh, my God. Here we go. Top six answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. Name something that breaks down. Dana Wright on that one.
Your car.
Car is the number one answer on the board. Dana Wright, three. Kara Markser, one. Top seven answers are on the board. Point values, as always, doubled. Name a famous wizard. Kara Markser.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is the number one answer on the board.
Well, what other wizard is there?
Wizard of Oz, Merlin, Gandalf, Doctor Strange, Voldemort.
Fine.
We asked 100 men.
Okay.
If you were dating a woman, how much weight could she gain between dates without you noticing? Kara Markser.
Oh, no, Dana had that one totally.
Dana Wright.
5 pounds?
5 pounds is the number one answer.
Between dates? What's she eating?
No kidding.
Top 7 answers are on the board.
Also, how long between dates?
I was going to say.
What is the most stressful thing in the life of a 25-year-old woman? Kara
Markser.
Yeah, I concur.
Finances is the number 3 answer on the board for the win. For the win. And to remain the reigning champion of Dana and Parks Family Feud, what is the most stressful thing in the life of a 25-year-old woman, Dana Wright?
Finding a spouse.
Love life or finding a spouse?
I was going to say at age 25, finding a spouse.
Rod. I have starting a family or love life on the list. Finding a spouse would qualify as which one? That's starting a family. Finding a spouse is starting a family. Starting a family, because of our judge, is the number 7 answer on the board. If you had gone with love life, you would have won.
Well, I'm still winning, so we have to do one more.
What's the score?
It is 4-3. Okay.
What else was on that list for a 25-year-old woman? Paying off your school loans.
Job?
Job is number 2.
And job.
Okay. Family, kids, school, friends, clothes, roommate, blah, blah, blah. 25-year-old woman, remember?
Dude, I was broke when I was 25. That's the only thing I was worried about.
You guys remember what that was like?
A long time ago. It was 20 years ago.
Here, I got one in here that's really good. Here we go. Top 7 answers are on the board. Name something that men and dogs have in common. Dana Wright.
They pee on things. Jerks!
Nope, I don't see that one. I don't see that one on the list, Dana.
They most certainly do pee on things.
I don't know that men do that, but dogs might. Kara Markser, name something that men and dogs have in common.
I'll go with loyalty.
Oh, I'm going to steal that right back.
Well, you can't because you had the first answer. She wins that one. Loyalty is the number 5 answer on the board. We are tied at 4 points apiece.
There
the winner
it is.
Of the next one gets them all.
Step on some marks of the throat right
here.
Here
we go. Well, you better step hard because this one's going to be tough. Here you go. Top 6 answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. When a woman is trying to catch a man. Name something she pretends to like. Dana Wright.
Football. Boom.
Football.
Boom.
Sports is the number 1 answer on the board, and Dana Wright is your reigning champion again. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. She does it every time. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or something more serious, they can take care of it out of Dale's in Blue Springs. I've known Dale for years, been out there many times, watched his crews at work, and I can say they are without a doubt the best in the business. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car fixed right the first time. Here's our phone number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
This is hands down my favorite story of the day. And it's not a funny story. It's really unbelievable. And we talked about it, what, Scott, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago when it first came out?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And now there is a whopper of an update.
A man freed from prison last year after serving 17 years for a Johnson County robbery committed by his lookalike, his doppelganger, is petitioning the state of Kansas for compensation. Richard Anthony Jones filed a petition Wednesday in Johnson County District Court, where a judge last year ordered his release from prison. Quoting here from his lawyers in a court filing, Mr. Jones now asks this court to officially recognize his innocence so that he may close this painful chapter of his life and obtain the clean slate and financial support that the legislature intended for wrongfully convicted persons. The legal action asks that Jones be awarded $65,000 for every year of his incarceration.
Okay.
For a total of $1,117,466.
Okay.
It also requests compensation for attorney's fees and costs.
Real quick, let me just set the stage here because we are going to post the photo. If you haven't seen it, you need to see the photo of these two men side by side. I asked my son last night. Two photos pop up on the Kansas City Star website. I said, what do you think about these pictures, buddy? Who do you think this is? He's 12. He looked at me and he goes, that's the same guy. They could not be more identical. They've never met. They're not related. They don't share any DNA. And they are identical.
It was a jury that found him guilty. He was sentenced to 19 years in prison. The conviction was upheld on appeal. But it was only after Jones had been in prison for years that he learned from other inmates that he had a doppelganger.
This guy that looks just like you.
There was another man who looked uncannily like him.
And he kills people.
His attorneys were able to identify that man. They also found that the other man who looked just like him had the same first name as Jones and lived near the area where the crime occurred, while Jones lived across the state line in Kansas City. At a June 2017 court hearing, the attorneys presented testimony from witnesses, including the robbery victim, who testified that looking at pictures of the two men together, they could no longer say if Jones was indeed
Well, no one could say. In fact, you couldn't even say if you knew them which one's which.
The judge ruled that based on the new evidence, no jury would have ever found Jones guilty. Johnson County prosecutors announced they would not refile the charges.
Well, because here's what's going to happen. The actual culprit, you put him up on the stand and say, now this is the guy who did it. You know what he's going to say? It's the other guy. We look just alike. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question with this story. We have talked about the wrongfully accused and imprisoned a lot on this program, sadly, lately. We have several local high-profile cases where there is egregious misconduct, where a prosecutor is sleeping with a judge and a detective is lying and evidence is misplaced, mishandled, or fabricated. And all of these things, most people agree, oh my gosh, that guy's been in prison for something he didn't do. We got to pay him.
Okay, but I agree that he deserves to be paid.
Here's the difference in this case.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't malice.
There's no malice or misconduct here. Any prosecutor who saw this man's photo and mm-hmm. the witness who said that's the guy mm-hmm. would have thought, well, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Until you see a photo of the other guy, which took about 15 years to surface, I'm sure everyone who had their hands on this case feels terrible. However, anyone would have made this mistake, Scott. They're twins.
So what do you do?
I don't know.
There was no prosecutorial misconduct.
Nope. No one lied on the stand.
He just happened to look just like the guy. And when presented in a lineup, the victim said, that's him right there.
Right?
He looks just like the guy that held me up.
And he did.
Like a twin. But he didn't do it. And he spent 17 years of his life in prison for a crime he did not commit.
It's a one in a million or billion shot. You know they say everyone has a doppelganger.
Yeah, mine's Bill Murray.
there's someone else out there who looks even more like you than Bill Murray, and you don't even know it, Scott.
Maybe.
Did you know when you go to the driver's license bureau and you take your picture, there is an office in Topeka, Kansas. I have visited. And overnight, every single night, they run facial identification software on millions of photos in the system. And what they're trying to do, the next day the computer spits out photos of people who look alike, they're trying to catch sex trafficking, fraud. If you go in and say you're Scott, and then the next week you go in another office and say your name is Bob, that's how they catch these people. And they have been very successful bringing down all kinds of bad people through this facial recognition software.
Right.
It will show you the nearest 3 or 10 matches to your face if you go to Topeka and ask them to show you that. And you would be amazed at how close some of these people look. And if you're listening right now, you don't even know it. They just run this software every night. And if your name's Sarah and you live in Overland Park and there's a woman in Wichita named Jane that looks just like you, how are you going to know that?
576-7798. There was no malice, no prosecutorial misconduct, but he did spend 17 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. He wants $1.1 million from the state of Kansas, $65,000 per year that he spent in prison. The text line seems to be unanimous. Give him that and more seems to be what everybody is writing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 576-7798. 576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
KCK police are asking for help to identify a man who doesn't know his own name. More next.
Hey, call my guys at CM Moes and Son right now. If you have ever even thought about getting a Generac home standby generator to power up your home when a storm rolls through, they are offering a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. You can get that on all qualifying Generac generator units. Then when a storm comes through, everybody else might be sitting in the dark, but you won't be. You can invite your neighbors over to your house. Your lights will be on. Your freezer will be running. Your sump pump will still work. That's a big one. If you call now, CM Moes and Son, they are offering a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. You know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac to keep the lights on. It is the same brand that we have here at the station to keep all of the radio stations in the group on the air if the power goes out. Give my guys a call. Have them come out. They'll give you a free estimate. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The man was found hitchhiking in Louisiana about a week ago. He doesn't know his name and can't say where he's from, but he has mentioned Kansas City, Kansas a number of times. Police tell us they can't identify him either, so they're asking the public for help. The man's described as about 6'5", 185 pounds, with dark hair and hazel eyes. He's in his late 20s or early 30s. A memorial service for John McCain in a packed Phoenix church today. Among those paying tribute, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm thankful that through these moments, the opportunity that we had to share our lives, and more importantly, our stories. While from very different worlds, we developed a meaningful friendship.
Fitzgerald called his relationship with the late senator an unlikely friendship. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Temperatures back into the 70s, not too bad really. Partly cloudy skies, the rain is obviously gone. A little bit of humidity, but not too bad. Down to 72 later on tonight. Another batch of showers and thunderstorms will move into the area right in time for the morning commute. And then it'll clear out, much like it did today. The difference is the winds will be out of the south. That means a lot more humidity, even after the rain moves out. Feeling like the upper 90s, our high temperature officially 91. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
76 right now at KCI, 78 downtown, 76 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
J.D. McPherson.
Another night sleeping on needles
here on Dana Parks. All right. We're talking about this guy in Kansas who had a doppelganger. Read that. Somebody looked just like him, if you're not familiar with Thor. And his name is Richard Anthony Jones. Richard Anthony Jones was accused in a robbery that he did not commit. Or so the state of Kansas has decided he didn't commit it. But he served 17 years in prison. It was later found out there was somebody who lived near the crime scene that looks just like him. And the state of Kansas now likes that person for the robbery. Mr. Jones has been released from prison after 17 years. And he is now suing the state, asking for $1.1 million. Arguing, based on whatever the state has decided to set aside, which is $65,000 a year for people who are wrongly sent to prison. He says, I deserve $65,000 for every year I was in prison. That equals $1.1 million.
Now, I know what you're thinking. I've heard this argument before when it comes to those we kidnap and place in prison, your government taking away someone's freedom. And when that person is found innocent and it comes out that they did nothing wrong, that it was actually this guy, DNA's cleared that guy, there are always people who will say, tough luck. Or how do you know he would have made that much money over his lifetime? $1 million, let's say. Even though I think it should be much more in some cases where there is actual malice involved in putting the wrong person in jail.
I would agree with you on that.
And someone on the text line's already said, would this man have made $65,000 a year?
Let me read it. I agree that the man should be paid. This is from 2671. But why did he settle on $65,000 per year? That's what the state allows. Was that his salary before he went into prison? Is that before taxes? Are we sure that he would have made $65,000 per year had he not gone to prison? I'm not trying to be the devil's advocate here, but if my tax dollars are going to have to pay for this man, I want to make sure that he's getting what he deserves. If he was working at McDonald's and making $8 an hour, he was not making $65,000 per year.
He was kidnapped and imprisoned by his own government. That is what this is, Scott. When someone has every single right stripped away and you are placed in a cell for 17 years, how do you put a cost on your marriage, the children that you did not see grow up, the salary earning potential that you will never get back? So maybe this guy was working at McDonald's when this all went down. Maybe he was. How do you know in the next 4 years he wouldn't have completed his degree, opened a business? There's no way to know that. There's no way to quantify that. And there's no way to give him the time back. I don't think we should base the payment on whether or not someone was successful at the time we stripped them of every freedom they had.
And keep in mind, you robbed this man of his most productive years.
Oh, yeah. Try going out and getting a job at age 40.
I believe he's 47
right
now. No
background, no training, no socialization to speak of.
Sorry, he's 42, which means he went to prison when he was 24 years old.
God.
So his most productive years, and by productive, I mean familial and financially, are gone. The years where he would have found a wife, raised children, started a career.
And then here's my question.
Those years are gone.
What happens if you run into the other guy?
Well, you're not going to unless you go back to prison.
Wouldn't you just, and I know no one was at fault here. There's really no fault here. This is a one in a billion thing that happened. Wouldn't you just be so angry at the real guy?
Sure. Let's go to Steve in St. Joe. Steve, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
Doing well. Thank you, man.
Well, Dana's comment about how the state of Kansas does this every night makes me say that the second I'm arrested and they say they have an eyewitness, I'm going to subpoena the state of Missouri, the state of Kansas, and everybody else to find all these people that look like me.
Yeah.
Find out if they have criminal records and then position them as potential suspects.
It's the Department of Revenue that their computer system does the check. And then, Steve, there's an actual human being who comes in every morning at 8 a.m., sits down at the desk, and their job description at the DOR in Topeka is to open the computer program and physically, manually go through the, quote, twins that the system has spit out. And we ran my name. Mm-hmm. We ran my name. I said, pull up Dana Wright. and they pulled 3 to 4 of the closest matched photos the computer spit out. None of them were close enough to be, certainly not as close as these two men. Mm-hmm. But they showed me others. They said, look at this woman in Wichita and this woman in Kansas City, Kansas. They have no idea.
And they look like you?
Oh, no, they look like each other.
Oh, I see.
Same blonde hair, same glasses, same like crook in the nose.
Well, but Dana, to run your name is not fair because this guy's name was Richard Anthony Jones.
It runs the face.
I understand. But the only thing that the other guy had in common, other than the face, was a first name. His first name was Richard.
Right. And it would not have worked in this case because one of these men lived in Missouri and one of these men lived in Kansas.
Not far from the crime scene.
KDOR just runs Kansas. It doesn't match your face against everyone in the country.
Lizzie in Kansas City. Lizzie, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Lizzie.
How are you today?
I'm so good. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I think he should get all the money and then some. What was the matter with his lawyer? Where was he at when the crime was committed?
That's a great question. I'm sure he had some kind of alibi.
Yes. Couldn't he prove where he was at? He might have been in school or something.
Lizzie, where were you last night at 8 o'clock?
In bed.
Prove it.
I was in bed.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lizzie.
I don't think you want to hear that, Scott.
Hey, Lizzie.
All I'm saying is everybody could have an alibi. The thing with an alibi is you have to be able to prove your alibi.
Lizzie, the last man that we talked about on this program who was in prison for 23 years for a crime he did not commit was with his family and several witnesses, like, I don't know, 40 minutes away from the crime, had an alibi, and for whatever reason, they put that case in front of a jury, and they convicted him anyway.
You know why? Because a jury thinks it is expected to convict, and that's a problem. This is why I've always rallied against the idea of a jury system.
I want to ask Lizzie something. Lizzie?
Okay, hang on.
Lizzie, how much money do you think this young man should receive?
All of it and then some.
Like $1 million?
More than that.
Okay.
$2 million?
No, more than that.
10?
No, more than that. I think they should give him at least $25 million.
$25 million taxpayer dollars?
Yes.
Whew, that's a lot of money, Lizzie.
You damn right. They stole his life.
Lizzie, I agree with you. I think 25 is a little high, but I agree with you.
But they didn't steal it on purpose.
They accidentally stole it.
No, but they should have dug a little deeper. They should have found out exactly where he was when the crime was committed.
Is it fair to say they borrowed his life?
No.
Okay.
No, indeed.
You know, it's interesting, Lizzie, you bring up alibi. We did a story years ago on a man who was wrongfully accused of a bunch of thefts. He had nothing to do with it. He was nowhere near the scene. He was actually 3 hours away from the scene when it happened. And he owned a company that cleaned office buildings, okay?
Was this the Walmart story you did?
And he cleaned a big office complex. And I believe Sprint or Cerner was one of his clients. He would go in at night with his company after the lights went out.
The old guy. Yeah.
And so his attorney said, well, do you have key card access at all of these buildings you cleaned when you were supposedly 3.5 hours away in the Ozarks robbing a Walmart of a curling iron and, you know, hair dryer and some apples? He said, yes. So the businesses handed over the key card entry. And in fact, one of them was the financial business right off the plaza. Why can't I think of the name of the towers over there right off the plaza?
American Century.
Thank you. American Century. One of his clients was American Century. American Century said, this guy's cleaned our office for 40 years. He's never missed a day. Here is his key access on this night where he cleaned the building. Jury still convicted him.
I remember that. When I was hosting the show with Mike.
It is the most unbelievable story. So you can say all day long, I have an alibi.
This guy had key card access to a financial institution. He was entrusted with cleaning a place that keeps all kinds of private personal information.
Sure.
He had the access card. I was there. I clocked in at 9 p.m. I clocked out at 12 a.m. Guilty.
Interesting story about that story. Mike and I, you may recall, had you in to talk about that story.
Oh, it still makes me so mad.
I knew at the time that Mike was about to retire. And it was that night I decided I wanted you as my co-host. Because I thought you were that good.
Worst invitation you ever extended, wasn't it?
Damn right. Worst mistake.
My point is, that case blew any comfort or... You tend to think we have the best justice system in the world.
Exactly.
This guy was like a 65-year-old veteran.
Who had proof he wasn't there.
Who had a speeding ticket. Guilty. But guilty.
Dana,
guilty.
That's my point. This is why I've always railed against the jury system. The jury thinks that their job is to convict.
I think when you marry a jury system with an overzealous prosecutor and a country bumpkin judge and sheriff, the worst of the worst in America can happen.
You may be right. Let's go to Doug in the Northland. Doug, hello, my friend.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Dana and Scott. Hello. Love you guys' show. I'm an avid listener.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much for that.
I have an interesting point of view on this, as I myself have spent some time in prison.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. My case. You know, that's no worry, but I spent over 4 years straight in prison, and I can say, if anybody wants to know what it's like, lock yourself in your bathroom for just one complete day and have someone bring you meals and come by and knock on your door and count you 3 times a day.
Yeah.
That's, if anybody wants to know, it's about the size of a bathroom with a tub, toilet, sink, and that's basically all you have in there. Substitute a bed, an iron bed with an inch thick mattress for the tub.
Doug, do you mind if I ask you how long you spent and for what crime? 4 years for what?
Well, okay. So mine was a second degree assault.
Okay.
It was self-defense. Self-defense is hard to prove. I spent $20,000 on an attorney. Yada, yada, yada. I lived with it. I took a plea bargain. I shouldn't have. I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
This is in the late 90s. Anyway, I was a different person then, but I've since grown up, did a great job. I own a home, have married, two kids. Life is great for me.
All right, let me ask you two really quick questions because we got to get to the break. Number one, yes or no, did it screw with your head, and do you still have the effects from it?
It did screw with my head. It took a long time for me to get used to people, to interacting with people.
Okay. And number two, do you ever tell your children that you serve time in prison?
I haven't. My boys are 6 and 14 months.
Will you ever tell them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doug, for
your honesty.
Yeah. Amen. 576-7798.
Hey, you've heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. And I actually just said to a colleague the other day, I've played the front nine out there. I've not played the back, and we're going to go back and play the back. It is nestled in one of the most gorgeous, best new golf courses in America, and there are homes for sale out there right now. It is in a stunning wilderness landscape, overlooking creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping. The course is tough. It's gorgeous. I absolutely loved it. Huge homes out there and no maintenance. Lawn, snow removal, and trash pickup are all provided. You just sit back and enjoy the scenery. And man, oh man, the scenery. Don't take my word for it. Cottonwood Canyon was the gold award winner, the pick of the Parade of Homes in 2017. If you go to the Parade of Homes, make sure you put Cottonwood Canyon on your list this year. Go online, cottonwoodcanyonks.com, to take a look. cottonwoodcanyonks.com. There are a limited number of homes and lots available with prices starting in the 600s. Call for your private tour now, 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Hey, I'm just an old smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day.
John McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, is now asking mourners to honor her husband by sending flowers to hospitalized veterans. Did you hear who was not invited to the funeral services, any of them? And I'm not talking about Trump. Sarah Palin was not invited.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was shocked by that.
Oh, I'm not.
Let's go to Steve in Missouri on line two. Hello, Steve.
Brother, how you doing?
Hi,
doing
well. Thanks Thank for calling you. In.
To be locked up is no fun at all. To have to ask to go to the bathroom is no fun.
Yeah.
You should get paid. Every state should pay people that have been in prison and they have found out that they wasn't the one to do it. Because every prosecutor is trying to make a name. If he's a beginner, he's trying to make a name for himself so he can get the big cases. But that man has lost his sense of respect. He's lost his kids. He's lost a lot of things that he cannot get back.
Do you see any difference, Steve, when there is actual malice involved? So when a prosecutor does something dirty or a police officer lies on the witness stand, in those cases, and we certainly have seen those cases recently in Kansas City, do you see a difference between those cases and this case that is just a crazy mistaken identity with two men who happen to look exactly alike?
Yes, I do. And the reason why I say that is because I can use myself as an example. I had a warrant out for my arrest. Same person had the same first name, same last name. The first three socials, the middle socials, the only thing that was different was the last two numbers.
Oh, no.
And I had to get it cleared up. It took 3 years to get that cleared up. So just as well as a police officer does a crime, or a fireman, or a judge, imagine them being locked up for a crime that they said they didn't commit.
Yeah.
Because no one on the face of this earth is perfect.
Can I ask, have you been in jail or prison before? You said there was
I've been in jail before.
Can I ask for what?
For child support.
Child support, okay.
Hey, thank you for your honesty.
But not prison.
Go ahead.
But not prison?
No,
okay.
Not for prison.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Steve, do appreciate your honesty. Thank you, my friend. We'll get to Kara Markser here in just a moment. 5 o'clock news coming up in just a second. Then right after the 6 o'clock news tonight, it is the Jonathan Weir program.
I cannot wait for that.
Why? What's going on?
I just love Jonathan Weir.
Oh, okay. I guess Kara's going to take her sweet time. Maybe we should call her and see if she wants to do the news here.
Now, there she is, pregnant, and she's waddling in there, and don't you say anything
waddling?
To her.
Are you saying she looks like a duck?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying it's harder for her to be speedy getting to the new... Don't you just tell her I use that verb.
Dana said you look like you're waddling.
No, that is not what I said! That is not what I said!
What did you say?
He was saying, oh, Kara's taking her time doing the news, and I go, it takes her longer. She's not real speedy. You haven't noticed she's 8 months pregnant.
Did you or did you not say she's waddling into the newsroom?
I said, look at her. She's trying. She's waddling on in there.
Did you know how many years I waddled? Did you or did you not say that she was waddling into the newsroom?
I was trying to defend her about her level of speediness.
Or may I say
you
lied.
Were being a jerk. Is Kara going to join us?
And then you lied about saying that she waddled into the newsroom.
You're not allowed to talk about any of this.
Did you or did you not call her a duck?
I was trying to defend you. You stuff it.
Newsroom Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. Pay raises canceled for thousands of federal workers. Details next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.